So you drafted Jalen Brunson. You thought he was going to be a first-round talent because he killed it last season. But so far, he's been stinking up the joint. Should you buy low on Jalen Brunson right now?
Welcome to the Believe in Fantasy Basketball Podcast. The weekly show dedicated to helping fantasy managers like you crush your league and bring home multiple championships. Now, your host, Robin Marks.
We believe every NBA fan that plays fantasy football should also play fantasy basketball. So we out here thinking about players like Jalen Brunson who have underperformed considering where you drafted them. You know what I'm saying? You might have went for him in the first round, and the way he's producing, he's kind of stinking up the joint, right? And there's a bunch of other players that we drafted very high that are not doing so well. So I would say to the Jalen Brunson owner, for the Jalen Brunson manager, if you have him rostered on your squad, that you want to think about holding. Don't make any hasty decisions. If you have Jalen Brunson on your squad and he's stinking up the joint, hot dog water with the bratwurst residue stinking, hold. Be patient. Don't stress yourself out trying to sell low on him. Now, if you are a manager in a league where you have a league mate that has Jalen Brunson and they're panicking, this could be an opportunity for you to buy low. If you think about what Jalen Brunson is doing this season, right? He's still putting up some numbers, right? He's averaging 25 points a game. I think the issue is that maybe his assists are down. You know, I don't understand why he's so low according to Yahoo default settings. He's at 49. I think he's going to bounce back from that. So this could be a great opportunity if you have a league mate who's panicking, worried about Jalen Brunson, huh? Not sure what's going to happen. Then try to kind of see if you could help him expand those thoughts. Send him a message. Yo, man. Yo, bro. Sorry to hear about Jalen Brunson, fam. He's stinking up the joint. No one wants him. Couple days later, send him an offer. See if you could get, you know, a deal to bring Jalen Brunson back to your squad because he won't end the season at 49. I'm confident that your man will do better and be better. BetOnline is the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for online betting. From the earliest odds to in-game live betting, BetOnline provides you with all the action and the ability to watch the games as they happen. With the largest selection of odds on everything from football, NBA, NHL, to entertainment and political props. Head to BetOnline today to get in on the action with America's most trusted site for online wagering. BetOnline, the game starts here. The next player we want to talk about is somebody that I'm getting a tremendous amount of heat and hate about. Victor Wembanyama. I'm on the record saying Victor Wembanyama was my number one pick, the person I was targeting at number one in drafts if I got that draft position. If I was the first pick, I would take Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama is having a slow start to the season. Last week, he was like in the 40s. This week, he's moved up to top 20. But still, we expected a lot more. He will do better. One thing you can count on for Victor Wembanyama is he will improve throughout the course of the season. So you just got to be patient if you have him on your roster. Now, if you don't have him on your roster, this can be an amazing opportunity to buy low on Victor Wembanyama. Listen, there are players who are performing way beyond where we drafted them and I would quickly move on from them for Victor Wembanyama. A couple examples. James Harden. James Harden is at 5 for Yahoo default points leagues rankings, right? He's number 5. I would trade Wemby straight up for Harden in a heartbeat. My apologies. I would trade Harden for Wemby straight up in a heartbeat. I would give my heart in for your Wemby, like right now, I would do that. Even though Wemby's struggling a little bit and Harden is overperforming, I would definitely make that deal. A player like Jason Tatum, I would quickly move on from Jason Tatum for Wemby. Sabonis, I would make that move. LaMelo Ball, I would make that move. Tyrese Maxey, all of these guys who are top 20 right now, Karl-Anthony Towns, Jaylen Brown, Cade Cunningham, Chet Holmgren, I would trade all of those guys, any one of those guys, straight up for a Victor Wembanyama. You might make an offer like that and your league mate might not go for it. I'm not trading you Victor Wembanyama for Harden. I'm not stupid. Yeah, he's not performing well, but Robin from Believe in Fantasy said that he's going to bounce back, so I'm not trading him. So what do? You add a little sweetener to the deal. Like my man Zach Hanshew says all the time, you add a little sweetener to the deal. And what does that look like? That looks like, hey, let me throw in another piece. So I'll give you any of those guys, right? Any of those guys that I talked about. These are all first-round guys for the most part. I'll give you any of those guys, and then I'll throw in some sweetener. I'll throw in some, like, top 100 sweetener. Tobias Harris. I'll do that. Rudy Gobert. I'll do that, too. Keegan Murray. I'll throw in Terry Rozier, PJ Washington. Who you want for Wemby? And I know it's a risk. It's a risk that I'd be willing to take because I believe that this young man, if healthy, will be one of the top three players in fantasy basketball, and eventually he will be the standard number one pick for years to come. So he won't be at 18 for much longer. He was in the 40s last week. This is week three. He is number 18. That will change. At the time of recording this, he's 18. He's probably higher than that now. The next player that I'm interested in buying low on is Alperen Şengün. He is someone that we have been high on here at the channel, and he is currently number 35 according to Yahoo default rankings. He's underperforming, only averaging 15 points per game, 12 rebounds a game, which is good, 3.7 assists, 1.3 steals. I've been on the record calling this man the baby Joker, right? He has all of the tools to be that type of player. He's just having a slow start. So be patient with him if he's on your roster. If he's not, then this will be a great opportunity to buy low on Alperen Şengün. I would send people like Brandon Ingram. I'd trade Ja Morant in a points league for Şengün. I'd trade Jalen Williams, Pascal Siakam, Steph Curry, Cam Thomas for this guy. Like, I'd love to have Şengün on my roster. I would trade Mobley straight up for Şengün. I love that. Jalen Johnson, I'd trade. You know what I'm saying? All of these type of players. Vucevic, I would trade for Alperen Şengün. And yeah, right now, a player like Nikola Vucevic is ranked 27. It's a little higher, but like in a week or two, that could change. So see if you could buy low on Şengün. Definitely, definitely will pay off for you in the long run. The next player I have to talk about for buy lows is Tyrese Haliburton. Again, he was on the cover of this episode last week. I just had to make sure you know he is still stinking up the joint. So he is still a buy low. Send some offers, see if you could get him back. If you love this community and you want to invest in what we are building, please consider becoming a paid subscriber. Think about it like treating me to a coffee and a bagel once a month. Becoming a paid subscriber will grant you access to our MVP Discord channel, priority DM and email replies, and priority Rate My Team episodes. And most importantly, your support will help us to keep creating content. You are not obligated or expected to pay anything to be a part of this community, but there are expenses associated with running this operation, and your support will help us keep this going for years to come. To get started, visit believeinfantasy.com, enter your email, and select the level of support that works best for you. And then I got a couple of injury buy lows I wanted to mention to you. We got Paolo Banchero, who last week we didn't, there was no injury. This week there is an injury. He has like an oblique injury. He's going to be out for a number of weeks. This will be, this will lead to fantasy basketball managers panicking, right? Worrying, thinking the sky is falling, and they will make hasty decisions. And this will be your opportunity to swoop on in if you have an IR position or an IR spot or IL spot, IL plus spot, and you can throw Paolo Banchero into your IL, IR, you're golden, you're Gucci, right? So this is something you want to pay attention to. Don't just let him fester away on somebody's roster. See if you can bring him to yours on the cheap. And if you are the Banchero manager for points leagues, you definitely want to hold. You want to hold. Be patient. Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes is out. He has like an orbital fracture on his eye. He's going to be out for a while. Definitely someone you want to buy low on while they're injured. This is the best time to buy low on players are when they are injured. DeJounte Murray, another player you want to buy low on. Now let's talk about some sell highs. The sell high of all sell highs this week is James the Beard Harden. All he needs to do is take those cornrows out of his hair, get his old barber to come back and give him that frohawk. I want that, like, that frohawk Houston Rockets energy right now, because your man is number five in Yahoo points leagues right now. Number five, averaging 21.8 points per game, 8.8 rebounds, 10.8 assists, and there's more. Listen, 1.7 steals per game. Man, James Harden is in rare form right now. The aura is otherworldly. You want to make sure that if you got James Harden on your team, that you look at this as an opportunity to sell high. Because you could bring, I would trade James Harden for Wimby right now. I would do that. Some might disagree with it. I'm doing that every day. I would trade Harden for players like Luka. Luka's number nine in Yahoo points leagues. I'm doing that deal. I'm making that deal. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I love Harden, but I don't know if he's going to, I don't know if being top five is sustainable. So like this might be a small window. You want to sell high on James Harden. The next player I'm going to sell high on is Jordan. Leave the kids at the pool with the baddies. Woo! Your man Jordan Poole is cooking with hot avocado grease. Your man is nuclear right now, going all the way off. He is 37th in Yahoo points leagues, averaging 22, 1, 5, and 2.8 steals per game. Is that right? Gosh darn it. What? Yo, I am selling high on Jordan Poole right now. I'm literally doing it in my mind. Right? I got the daggone Elon Musk brain chip. I'm just making deals right now, just thinking about them. This is super important. We need you to be a two-way player. We need you to play offense, and we need you to play defense. When you play offense, you are watching our YouTube episodes. And when you're playing defense, we want you to listen to our audio podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave us a five-star review. It will really mean a lot to us if you checked out both versions of the show. Next player, another super crazy sell high, at number 11 in Yahoo default points league rankings, RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett out here looking like LeBron James. In four games this season, he's averaging 28.8 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, 7.3 assists, 0.8 steals. Dang, what, where they do that at? Is it because they retired Vince's jersey? Like, what is it? Is it because, like, Drake got beat by Kendrick so bad in that battle? Like, they got to do something? This is insane. Yo, he's a countryman, right? Your man is Canadian. He's a countryman. He is really cooking up right now. So listen, RJ, this won't last for RJ. This is not sustainable. So if I were you, I would definitely sell high if you have RJ Barrett on your roster. The next sell high we want to take a look at is Chet Holmgren. Man, how sweet it is, how sweet it is. Now, I'm on the record. And again, I always raise my hand and let you know when I have a bad take. And I'm not so much the kind of analyst or even person that's like, oh, I got it right. Told you so, bro. This is not that. But what it is I'm just very, very happy right now because I pushed my chips in on Chet Holmgren. I did not imagine he would be this good. I did think he could finish top 20. I didn't think that in these early weeks of the season, he would be ranked 14th for points leagues for Yahoo. Many believe that Chet Holmgren is not a good points league player. I disagreed with that from the beginning, and I stand by that. I think he's a great points league player, and I think last year's numbers wasn't a true indication of what he will become. But in his first year, for him to produce on the level that he did for points leagues, where I think he finished in the top 50, or like he was like 54 or something like that, according to Yahoo. For him to jump to 15 this early in the season, this is a great signal. But it is still a sell high, right? I'm holding Chet because I love Chet. If you're trying to win a championship, though, if you could flip Chet into Trae Young, if you could flip Chet into Domantas Sabonis for points leagues, then those are moves that I would definitely consider making. So as much as I'm proud, happy, and excited that Chet Holmgren is number 15 for points leagues, I do think it is a sell high. It is a sell high opportunity, and I don't know if top 15 is sustainable for him. I do think he'll finish top 25. I don't know if top 14, 15 is sustainable for Chet Holmgren. Now that you know the buy lows and sell highs for week three, check out the top 100 players for week three of the fantasy basketball season. This episode was presented to you by BetOnline.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Believe in Fantasy Basketball Podcast with Robin Marks. Join our free Discord community at BelieveInFantasy.com. And follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Believe in Fantasy.